Howdy, guys. Welcome to another episode of Making Dough Show. My name is Hingham, and today we're going to be talking about multiple different skill sets that a restaurant owner needs to have a successful restaurant. I'm going to go over this PDF that I have for you. It's free in the description that you can grab. And there's seven different skill sets that I wanted to really highlight that you need as a restaurant owner to be successful. There's marketing, there's management, all the things, there's menu engineering, as well as a few that I really wanted to highlight today that I don't think that we hear enough about. So let's talk about it. First off, I want to talk to you about inventory mastery. Inventory management isn't about just counting stuff in your inventory, which is a weekly task. You know, you may be familiar with this concept of inventory management. Also, you know, there are apps and software where you can do your counts, put them into the system. Within your inventory management, I really wanted to highlight really having an understanding of your inventory management. You need to know your cost and your targets and how much you spend money. A lot of times when it comes to managing your food cost, and our food cost is a variable cost. You know, in any business, you have fixed costs and you have variable costs. Fixed costs is like your rent, your electric bill, right? The oven is always on, obviously, during open hours. So our electric bill, our gas bill tend to be steady. Some of the insurance bills and things of that nature, as well as rent, as I mentioned, these are your fixed costs. That is what you need to pay for no matter what happens. Then we have our variable costs, which you have your food costs, of course, labor costs and all that. That's like your prime cost, which standard is about less than 60% on average for restaurants. That's the number. But one of the things that happens when it comes to inventory management, it goes way beyond just counting things. It goes, for instance, checking product quality upon arrival of your food order, checking everything that you've received is correct or not. For a couple of years, we never checked the food order to make sure that they indeed drop off everything that they were supposed to drop off, or they charge us for things and the driver never dropped something off, or the products would be damaged and we did not have a system within our inventory management to make sure that we request credits for those items and verify that indeed we got credit for what we needed to get credit for because they brought us a box of mushrooms that, for instance, smelled bad. You know, those are skill sets that you really need to learn when it comes to your inventory management. It goes back to creating systems around your inventory or really knowing how to budget your purchases and really making sure that people stick to a budget. With COGS, they're going to say, you know, we're going to count this differently. I don't want to get into that inventory because it gets to be a really political debate here. As you know, among our managers, I sit through those debates forever. But one thing we make sure of for them to have a spending budget. This is your purchasing budget, which is average 30% of the sales projected for the week. You stick with the budget. That's all part of inventory management for them to really understand what did they have on hand? What can they do without purchasing anything new and getting through the season at hand with what they have on hand, going back to inventory management. The other thing I want to talk to you about is vendor negotiations. You must negotiate everything in business and in the restaurant business. People assume you don't know what you're talking about. You probably assume that you know what you're talking about in the kitchen stuff or the recipe or customers, but they easily will abuse the relationship when it comes to maybe repairing equipment because they assume you don't know anything about it. The HVAC person will come in and say, oh, we need to replace the blah, 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 and it's going to be $500 and you're not going on the roof. They assume you're just going to write that check and they're going to get their bonus for, you know, giving you whatever that you really didn't need. But talking about vendor negotiations also is a skill set you need to have as a restaurant owner. You need to make time for key relationships. These are important relationships that you need to maintain with your vendors because they actually hold the key to a lot of things. So for instance, we are going through vendor negotiations now. Every time as we approach the end of the year, my husband goes and negotiates again with all the vendors. We ask for our, I think it's called a velocity report, just seeing how much we go through, what we go through, and renegotiate the same rates with our current vendor, as well as presenting what we go through, because we have that data going and seeing new vendors and see what pricing they give us. Vendor negotiations is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars for you. And in the beginning, when you open your restaurant and you don't have that much cash, or the cash flow management is tricky, that is going to make a huge impact for you. So that is a skill set you need as a restaurant owner. The other thing I want to talk to you about is HR. Can there be anything unpleasant as much as HR? HR issues. Compliance, as starting with your like employee handbook, disciplinary actions, documenting stuff in a digital, like a logbook format that your scheduling software hopefully will have. You're going to get slapped with unemployment claims. You're going to get, you know, like we've gone through this Texas workforce, you know, we're in Texas. They come out and they interview employees we've had that are 15. Did they touch a knife? Did they do this? Did they ever clock out after 7 p.m.? If it's like 7:05, they will give you a fat fine. This is how the government makes money. They don't make their money working. They make money with taxes and fining, giving fines to businesses. Thank you very much. And go waste the money. But that's another topic. So you being HR compliant is going to save you thousands of dollars. You know, even the questions you ask in an interview, your onboarding process to make sure you're I-9 compliant. So if you had an I-9 officer walk in and there are issues with the I-9 forms and it's not in an envelope ready to hand to an I-9 officer, they will give you a fine. All the things, you know, a lot of unsexy stuff topic today, but these are important. That makes a difference between a restaurant owner that's successful and one that is not successful. Everything is in the details. And that's why I talk about it here. Again, I hope that you find it helpful. I have this free PDF for you that you can download if you are hoping to open a restaurant in the next 12 to 36 months. I highly recommend you download this free PDF, which is going to go over, again, even your startup costs and the operating costs, what it means, what's the difference, all the things. Now, with that, I got to get back to work and make some dough. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.